Trump is not messing around.
D.C. has a higher murder rate than Chicago. And during yesterday's marathon cabinet meeting that stretched for more than 3 hours, guys, President Trump says he wants to bring back the death penalty for anyone convicted of murder in the nation's capital.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative. And everybody that's heard it agrees with it. I don't know if we're ready for it in this country, but we have it. We have no choice.
The White House says there's been over 1,000 arrests this month since President Trump ordered those reinforcements to help D.C.'s police force, which is 800 cops short. Here's Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for D.C., on the recent bus, including 12 people from around the U.S. connected to a drug trafficking ring. You can see the weapons there on the table.
This is part of our cleaning up the district and the nation.
Yeah. This is what's got to happen, folks. Because let me tell you what, this is now going viral, what has just happened in Germany. That very handsome young man, beautiful guy, turns out he is, it makes sense why, a male model. He's in Germany, he's club hopping with his friends, he's jumping on and off the train. American tourist. And he sees a very common sight in Germany. Two Muslim men. They've set their sights on two young, attractive women and have decided to sexually assault them. Not really unusual. By the way, they are what is called asylum seekers in Germany. They are not legally present in the country. So one of the men begins to beat one of the young women because she won't, you know, automatically let him have her way, his way with her. And this guy, John Rudat, jumps in. He was on Fox News. He immediately, his beautiful face, obviously he's been modeling, immediately gets a knife ripped right across his face. And you look at the, like, he's got a really nasty, gnarly wound still on Fox. He says on Fox, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to model again. This is Germany. But that's not the outrageous part. Now, you can see, and the reason I'm bringing this up is I want you to see the parallels. I talked about this yesterday. I want you to see the parallels. This is an international program of terror. They want you, low-value voters who do not vote for their socialism, to be terrorized on the streets by people who do. They want you afraid every moment of your life. It is a plan. It is systematic. It is systemic. It is what they are doing, and they are implementing it here too. He says, I don't know if I'll be able to model again, because he doesn't regret it. But here's the part I want you to get, and then I'm going to draw the parallel. This is Germany, okay? This is him, and he did this Instagram post, and it's gone viral.
If y'all didn't think that Europe had an immigration problem, especially Germany, let me drop some knowledge on you. It is 11:57 right now. In 3 minutes, that man that assaulted that young woman yesterday will be released from custody. He'll be released from custody because he's not a citizen of Germany. He's not a citizen of the EU, for that matter. He doesn't even belong in here. He's an immigrant, an illegal one, a drug dealer, and very popularly known here, especially by the police. This is not the first time this has happened. It's not the first time that man had beat up a woman. If they could do this to the people of Germany and then just get released 12 hours later, even less at this point, where's the law? Where's the structure? If Germans are held to that law and that structure.
Oh, they're absolutely held to it. German women, especially white German women, are what's for dinner. Now, I want to play you the parallel. It's happening here, too. Not an accident.
Newark ICE officials slamming New York City for releasing a suspected child predator despite a detainer request from federal agents. The Dominican national was charged with sexual misconduct with a child under the age of 11. After the sanctuary city released the migrant, ICE was able to track him down in New Jersey through intelligence operations. The agency saying, quote, I'm proud of our deportation officers who tracked him down and took him into custody, removing a dangerous predator from the streets within weeks of his release into the community.
There is no ICE in Europe. No one's coming for those people. No one's coming to help them. Except an American, young American tourist who doesn't know any better. Now, look what Trump's doing. This is the only place in the world this is going on. Everywhere else, they're allowed to terrorize you if they are high-value voters of the left. What is Trump doing? This is why he's made this central to his battle, not just in D.C., which is a demonstration project, but across the country with Democrats.
They thought it was discriminatory to make people put up money because they just killed three people lying on a street. Any street all over the country, cashless bail, we're ending it. But we're starting by ending it in D.C., and that we have the right to do through federalization.
Okay. This is an international battle. International battle. Now, here's what's interesting about this. Okay. This guy, John Ruta, and this was in Dresden, Germany on the train, right? Where high value illegal immigrant, in this case, Muslim voters are being brought in to vote for left wingers so they can, you know, have their totalitarian state. John Ruta, whose face may be forever scarred. It's a gnarly scar. I mean, it's right down the center like a sash. May never model again. And the lesson to Americans here, folks, this ain't West anymore. Not in Europe. You don't go there. Not on vacation. You know, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. John Rudad says the victim who he saved from sexual assault and beating by taking a knife across the face didn't contact him. Didn't say thank you. Hold on just a sec. I gotta wrap this.
Have you been able to speak to her? Has she contacted you or anything?
No, not at all.
It was a perfect stranger.
Not at all, unfortunately. Perfect stranger, you know? I would have done it for anybody. I would have done it for any woman in that position. So I'm not too uptight about it, and I respect her opinions of maybe she wants privacy, especially after such a big event like this.
Of course.
Okay, why didn't she contact you? I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna be right about this too. She's afraid. She's afraid because he just went instant viral on Instagram and then X. I was trending over and over again over the weekend and into this. He's still trending. If she's caught in any way commenting on this, because of German speech laws, you cannot criticize your rapist if he's an illegal immigrant, especially not if he's Muslim. You cannot. It doesn't matter if you're telling the truth. It is not a defense. This is a country where the number one party in the polls, the leader of that party is a woman who reposted online a photo of German rape crime stats from their own books. Absolutely accurate. She was charged, prosecuted, convicted. Because it's a first conviction, she only had to pay a massive fine instead of go to prison. Next time, she'd go to prison. That potential rape victim cannot leave a social media imprint or she could go to prison. That is why she has not reached out. That right there is what we fight in these cities. That's why we got to clean them up. That's why the Democrats must never win again in their current form. That is what Trump is fighting. All of it. And it's international. Why? So there's nowhere to run to be safe from their high value voters that they are replacing us with. And those voters, as a reward, will be allowed to do whatever they want to women. It's the deal. And there is one person standing in the way, and that is Donald Trump. Hope his heart holds up.